이렇게 아름답게 웃는 거야. 왔으라기 때문에. 내가 다 알아.
No, that story, Punar Musika Dhaba.
Punar Musika Dhaba.
That's a very suitable story for this case.
Again, we got our mouths. I made you tiger. Now you want to eat me? Oh no, you better have again a mouse.
counsel.
What had I meant?
রাত্রিবেলায় ছেলা বলেছিলাম, তারপরে আমার মন অত্যন্ত ব্যগ্র হবে। আমি আর তো কিছু বললাম, গোবিন্দের নাম, গৌরাঙ্গের নাম,
তাই করছি বাবু সদী ছোট্রাম
আর চরকে আছে অচ্যুতানন্দ গোবিন্দ নাম উচ্চারণ পেশরা সকলারু নশ্যন্তি সকলারু গোবিন্দকে পাঠা একটু দৌবল্য হয়ে গিয়েছে বেশি। সকলের নেত্র আসল হয়ে গেছে আমরা দেখছি এখানে।
না
মরতে তো পারবেন না, আপনি তো অমর হয়ে গেছেন, অনন্ত কণ্ঠে অনন্ত নেত্রে অনন্ত প্রাণে আপনার স্থিতি হয়, সে তো সম্ভব না। কিন্তু এই শরীরের বড় অপেক্ষা যুগের জন্যে,
এটা করবার ইচ্ছে ভগবান। হ্যাঁ ভগবান হিন্দুও না মুসলমানও না খ্রিস্টান প্রমাণ করতে
আপই করবেন। আমরা রাধার মেয়েতে তুলসী আর চার ব্যবস্থা করেছি, তার সঙ্গে গোপাল
মানুষও করছে তাই এই
না না প্রভু, আপনি 10 বর্ষে জানি গোবিন্দ কৃপা করে আপনাকে সমস্ত বিশ্বহী এই শ্রী গোবিন্দের
ভগবান নিজে বলছেন যে
আপনার বুঝতে কষ্ট তো
এটা বৌদ্ধ পাশ।
কালকে আমাকে বললেন রাত্রিবেলা, আমি তো শুনলাম যে আপনি হরিদ্বারে শিখেছি আছেন,
গেছিলাম।
হ্যাঁ না এখানে ভালো, किसी दिन कल शाम को
सिकल मोती आए बिंदावन है मरी
किसी चिकित्सा से चिकित्सा आए ट्रीटमेंट
ट्रीटमेंट है
यही तो बड़ा ट्रीटमेंट कुछ कुछ औषधि यही तो सर्वोपरि ट्रीटमेंट है तार आगे तो कुछ नहीं
दे आर ऑल इज रीडिंग
श्रीमद्
भागवतम एंड दे आर डूइंग द
फाइटिंग नाम संकीर्तन दे आर डूइंग ऑल द बेस्ट एंड द मोस्ट प्रॉपर थिंग
এইটা যে জগতে খুব পছন্দ করে কমল কৃষ্ণ ওয়ার ইজ দ্যাট ম্যাজিস্ট্রেটস
দি ওয়ান ফ্রম লন্ডন
ইয়েস হাউ দি ম্যাজিস্ট্রেট হ্যাজ উই আর গেটিং গুড জাজমেন্ট ইন সো মেনি বিগ বিগ কেসেস We have won one case, very important case, in the Supreme Court of New York. I translated it into Hindi.
The case has been decided in your favor.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what he told me.
By a very learned judge, has translated it. Because there are so many technical.
দেখে একটি আমার দেশে বড় বিবাদ কিন্তু একটি অখণ্ড অচিন্ত সত্য এই সময় যুগের সর্বোপরি গুরু আপনি আপনি লোকগুরু যে মানে না মানে তার বাণী না মানলেও তার চোখ তার প্রাণ চিৎকার করে একদিন আসবে স্বীকার করবে যে একমাত্র গুরু এ শতাব্দী আপনি
ওখানে ইন্ডিয়ানরা তাই বলছে পরদেশ
হি ইজ দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট গুরু অফ দি এজ
ইন ইরান ইন দ্য কোর্টস দ্য প্রিন্স এন্ড দ্য প্রিন্সেস আর চ্যান্টিং হরে কৃষ্ণ
ওয়া ওয়া
ইন দ্য কোর্ট ইন দ্য প্যালেস
দি গৌরাঙ্গ ইজ ইনকার্নেশন অন হিজ টাং
Next morning in the court we pleaded not guilty to the charges laid against us. This is our men were doing Naga Sankirtan. So some constable, police officer, said that you are blocking the footpath with your Naga Sankirtan, and I must arrest you. So they were taken to court. Next morning in court, we pleaded not guilty to the charges laid against us. The judge therefore deferred our case to a later time, the 2nd of February, at 2 p.m., It was not until the day before the hearing that we realized the actual significance of the appointment. The second day of February was the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. After ending a morning of fasting and chanting with a blissful arati and splendid prasad, we set off for the great Marlborough Street Magistrate's Court in a confident mood. Sure that Lord Nityananda would protect us. We were accompanied by a new and enthusiastic visitor to the temple, the Reverend Norman Morehouse, second only to the Bishop of Norwich, who came to observe the proceedings.
He's our Reverend.
This man is a very big man in the Christian church. He's a very good friend of ours. He came with us to the court.
Impressed.
We arrived at the courthouse and waited in the big hallway while the Reverend went through to the public gallery. The plainclothesmen who arrested us soon turned up, now dressed in uniform. It took a little persuasion before they cautiously took some of Lord Nityananda's prasad in the form of cookies while we waited for our case to turn up. The devotees brought prasadam with them to the courtroom and were distributed. A stir went at last. We were beckoned into the courthouse. itself and ushered into the dock. A stir went around the assembly in the port. Shaven heads and saffron robes were the last thing anyone expected to see in Her Majesty's court on a Tuesday afternoon. The magistrate, a balding, portly man in his late middle age, a red nose in his dank gray suit, surveyed us over the top of his gold-rimmed spectacles. We affirmed our plea of not guilty to the clerk of the court, and one of the constables, who was sworn in at the witness box, proceeded to report the supposed conditions of our arrest. The actual number of the chanting Naga Sankirtan party miraculously grew from the original five, first of all, to seven when he started his account, and later to eight persons when he described how three devotees ran off and escaped arrest. According to his description, it seemed that many more people had been using Oxford Street than we had been aware of. Indeed, unlimited numbers of pedestrians had been obstructed and forced into the road at the grave risk of being run over by the almost non-existent traffic. The judge listened impartially, and then, since we had no advocate to speak on our behalf, he asked us if we would like to cross-examine the evidence of the policeman. When we humbly pointed out that the constable, like everyone else, had imperfect senses, that he had contradicted himself in assessing the actual number of devotees, the judge politely suggested that it was a mathematical error. A titter of laughter rippled round the courtroom at his remark, while the police constable shuffled his feet and looked embarrassed. We were asked if we ourselves would like to speak for our defense. So having been previously chosen as a spokesman, I volunteered to be sworn in at the witness box. Surprised when the usher asked me to hold a copy of Bhagavad Gita in my right hand, I read out the words of the card presented before me. He didn't swear on the Bible, he swore on the Bhagavad Gita. I swear by Almighty Sri Krishna that the evidence I give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Encouraged by smiles from the devotees in the dock, I began to describe the circumstances of our arrest, this time as they actually had happened. The magistrate listened as I went on to say, "We understand that the police have a duty to perform, sir, but we also have a duty. We have been instructed by our spiritual master. Indeed, we are instructed by all the principal scriptures of the world, the Quran, the Torah, the Bible, and in the Vedas, that we should glorify God by chanting his holy names. Whether you know the Lord by the name of Allah, Jehovah, Rama, Govinda, or Krishna, God is one." "Oh, quite so, quite so," affirmed the magistrate. Encouraged, I went on. "It is said in the Vedic scriptures, in the Brihadnaradya Purana, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam. In English, what does it mean in English?" the magistrate asked. "Kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyata." "This is written in the Sanskrit language 5,000 years ago. It means, in the age of Kali, the present age of materialism and quarrel, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for making positive spiritual advancement but the chanting of the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord." The judge, in fact, the whole courtroom sat there fascinated. I remembered Srila Prabhupada's introduction. I remembered Srila Prabhupada's introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I began to speak further. "Although mankind has made great material advancement in so many spheres, we can factually say that there is a fault in the social body at large. People are not happy with their day-to-day activities, and there is an increasing disturbance of drug addiction, prostitution, violence, and crime. The root of the problem is lack of God consciousness. People are unaware of the actual purpose of life." The judge, intrigued by this sound philosophy coming from the witness box, relaxed his judicial appearance, sat back and took a sip of water from his glass. Encouraged, I asked, "Your Honor, with your permission, I would like to read a short passage which appeared in the London Observer in October 1972. It is an excerpt from an article written by the eminent English historian, Sir Arnold Toynbee. Quote, "The cause of it, the world's malady, is spiritual. We are suffering from having sold our souls to the pursuit of an objective which is both spiritually wrong and practically unattainable. We have to consider, we have to reconsider our objective and change it. And until we do this, we shall not have peace, either amongst ourselves or within each of us." Then the devotee continued, "As devotee of the Lord, we strictly follow four principles, cultivating the qualities of human life: mercifulness, truthfulness, cleanliness, and austerity. The absence of these qualities means the degradation of society, so the spreading of spiritual understanding amongst humanity at large is the highest welfare work, and an essential part of this program is the distribution of literature and the congregational chanting in the street of the holy names of God." "Is that all?" inquired the judge. "Yes, sir," was the reply. "Then you may step down," he instructed. Adjusting his spectacles and regarding the devotees who were once more assembled in the dock, he said in a very firm yet amicable manner, quote, "In legal terms, you are guilty of obstruction, although it is of a very minor degree. Taking this into consideration, and because of your obvious sincerity, I have decided to dismiss the case." In legal, we smiled jubilantly, and thanking the magistrate, were about to step down when Krishna prompted me to say, "Sir, we were wondering if you had a court library here, in which case we would like to present a book for addition to the collection." "Thank you," replied the judge. "I am quite sure we can accommodate it." Giving a copy of Srila Prabhupada's Sri Ishopanishad to one of the clerks, who promised to pass it on to the judge, we left the courtroom thanking Lord Nityananda for his mercy.
And that judgment is still wrong.
This was written by one Sakshi Gopal Das Brahmachari. His name is Sakshi Gopal Das. This is one of Prabhupada's English disciples.
उसी में आपने क्या सुंदर लिखा है कि वो हमारे ऊपर ब्रेन वॉशिंग का चार्ज लगाते हैं उनको ब्रेन तो हम ही दे रहे हैं जब ब्रेन ही नहीं है तो ब्रेन वॉशिंग का
हम तो उनको बोलते हैं तुम्हारा ब्रेन कहाँ है पहले ब्रेन तो दिखाओ फिर वॉश करें
गोविंद कृपा करेंगे आप स्वस्थ हो जाएंगे श्री राधा गोविंद जी कृपा से सब कुछ उससे
अपना ऐसा आशीर्वाद कर लिया
जब आप पूर्ण स्वस्थ हो जाएं तो एक दिन श्री राधा रमण जी के दर्शन करने
जरूर जाएंगे और राधा रमण का प्रसाद खाएंगे ये तो बहुत दिन से इच्छा है
थोड़ा राधा रमण जी का विशेष कुलिया प्रसाद हम कल यहाँ भेज दें
नहीं उधर ही जाके खाएं
कुलिया यहाँ भेज दें थोड़ा
नहीं उधर जाके खाएं नहीं तो खाएं मैं तो वो केसी घाट में जब ठहरा था
हाँ
रोजाना दर्शन
वाह
कागज दे दो।
वैसे कुछ इम्प्रूवमेंट है तो यू ऑल राइट इन ड्यू कोर्स।
I'm confident when I'm in Vrindavan all right.
एक बात और है ना, और लोग तो अपना अपना प्रारब्ध भोग करते हैं, आपके ऊपर तो हजारों का प्रारब्ध। So many people committing crimes, they are doing sins, they have got their own fortunes, and all, and you are affected by all that. Therefore, you are सबके प्रारब्ध का परिष्कार हो जाएगा आपके पास। ठीक है, यहाँ के लिए आपने किसको अधिकृत नियुक्त किया है?
हाँ,
इस वृंदावन के स्थान के लिए
नहीं, ये सब बाहर से आए।
नहीं नहीं, यहाँ के स्थान की व्यवस्था के लिए स्थायी व्यवस्था जो ने आप कार चयन करे थे,
स्थायी व्यवस्था आज
सभा नहीं देखा नहीं था कि
बहुत जीबीसी गवर्निंग बॉडी प्रेसिडेंट
बॉम्बे स्थान पूर्ण हो गए।
बॉम्बे तो आपने एक बार देखा है,
बन रहा था। हाँ, अब मैं जा रहा हूँ।
बहुत ऐसा टेंपल बॉम्बे में है।
मैं 11 जून को जा रहा हूँ।
अच्छा, तो कृपा करके
बॉम्बे टेम्पल की
कौन
की राज
यही
आई एम कमिंग ऑन 11th जून तो समडे फ्रॉम 11 to 15 आई विल बी देयर। वो तो मैं मैरिज ड्राइव पर ठहरूंगा, एक प्रोग्राम है, आई विल कम।
Last year when you came to Mayapur,
yes.
This is the model of the mandir we're going to build.
Mayapur?
At Mayapur.
Navadvipa.
You were there last year?
I had been there for 3 or 4 days in temple. Wow, the adbhut.
Vishnu is sabse bada ho.
He's MA from Oxford. Oh. I learned it. Or he was the editor of, chief editor of Saraswati and Bharat Daily Paper.
Saraswati is
in
Allahabad. He's here from Allahabad. And
take his address and go and see him. He'll help you. Allahabad mein bahut tight tha, bandobast tha. वो हम लोग को थोड़ा बंदोबस्त करा दीजिए।
जो आप सेवा कहेंगे
यस एड्रेस सरस्वती तो इलाहाबाद का ही पुत्र है।
हाँ,
इट वॉज स्टार्टेड बाय सम ओमन
मंथली पे पीरियडिकल and he had been the one of the chief editors.
Yeah.
And he had to
work. कहाँ है आप लोग?
कर्नल गंज।
कर्नल गंज नेहरू का घर का पास।
आप में बड़ी प्रगाढ़ श्रद्धा है दर्शन करने के लिए, तो मालूम हुआ था आपको दर्शन करने के लिए।
बहुत मेहरबानी विद्वान है
विद्वान
विद्वान सर्वत्र पूज्यते सदैव पूज्यते राजा विद्वान सर्वत्र
In January, Sajjanashram Parambuji, they stayed with me for 4 days at Allahabad. They went to Allahabad last month, they stayed with me.
I can understand there is an undercurrent.
Undercurrent is the right word.
Undercurrent thing is going on. After 99, it may be taken out from your hand.
You understood that from this discussion here?
I understood it.
Long ago.
It had been stayed from there from now on. So, how we are going to guard yourself, that is it.
Your order that we form, that it be trust property with lifetime trustees.
Oh, now we are all here, very process, well, everything.
That will protect it, at least the property will be protected.
It should be very determined, strong-minded, otherwise it will slip. Such views, probably.
Actually, these properties are the envy of all of India. They are the best properties in each place.
Poverty, our prestige, our position, everything is envied. Everywhere we are performed.
Yes. There's no rival.
There will be men, I know. There will be men who will want to try and pose themselves as guru.
That was going on many years ago. Your godbrothers were thinking like that. Madhav Maharaj.
Oh, yes, all ready to jump.
so adamant about it.
Thank you, Brian.
You are foreign trainer. You have some idea how to protect your interests?
Yes, sure, Prabhupada. I'm always.
That is very great undercurrent.
I never trusted him much. I know.
Make it fast.